Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Once more, we reach this special day of the year, December 31st, a time to look back at 2008 and appreciate all we've done, a time to understand why it's important to appreciate our achievements and what we've learned from them, also a time to look back at some of our regrets about what we did or did not do, not to berate ourselves, but to change our resonance with holding on to our regrets so we can learn the lessons they hold for us and then open ourselves to new options for how we act and behave. This week, I'll be talking about envisioning from a very different point of view, the five things that are essential for achieving any vision in life, and how we can use the five elements of Chinese acupuncture, the qualities of the planetary frequencies, and our left and right brain as a resource to manifest our visions. Before starting, I'd like to share a few words about resonance repatterning, especially for those who may be new to this powerful system of self-healing and positive change. I love the story about a resonance repatterning student who was driving with her friend and her five-year-old child. Her little boy suddenly piped up, "I need a session." The friend, who didn't know about resonance repatterning, asked him, "What's a session?" The child responded, "I don't know, but I need one." It's just wonderful. Another mother shared that her four-year-old child always knew exactly when she needed a resonance repatterning session and made no bones about asking for one. Once the mother was busy and told the child, "Not now, I'll give you a session later." On hearing a noise, she looked up to see her child dragging the heavy bag of 12 resonance repatterning books and healing modalities across the floor to where she was working. How can you resist this kind of determination? She gave her child the two-minute session she was wanting. So resonance repatterning is about knowing when you are off track, like the two small children, and knowing that you can quickly use the resonance repatterning system to get back on track. Whether it's a five-minute session or a one-hour session makes no difference. I was teaching in Mexico about a month ago or so, and a practitioner said that when people ask her what is resonance repatterning, she likes to keep it simple. She tells them when you feel out of sorts inside yourself and in your life, we can quickly find out what's causing this and discover the exact self-healing modality you need so you can feel right again. And you'll feel the benefit immediately. You don't have to wait. I suppose these small stories sum up the vision of this work, that it can help anyone, whatever their age, shift their unconscious patterns. And like the two children, once you've had a session in resonance repatterning, you know when you need another one. We all know how it feels when we're on track. We know how we feel when we're connected to our storehouse of energy. And we also know how we feel when we're not on track, when we're disconnected from our storehouse of energy. We're pulsing fields of energy. Energy responds faster than the speed of light if there is no static in the way. Resonance repatterning gives us the means to identify where our static is, what it is, if this is necessary, and how to quickly shift it on through. What I love most about resonance repatterning is that we immediately feel different, back on track with ourselves and our life, living from our authentic self, lighter, more joyous, reconnected to our sense of meaning and inner purpose, and that we can give ourselves sessions to help others, or help others, young and old, groups, couples, businesses, and even animals, both in simple, easy ways, as well as in deep and powerful ways. So for those of you who are new to Living in Tune and to resonance repatterning, you can have a session by visiting our website and checking our list of certified practitioners, and you can also learn to do resonance repatterning on yourself or even professionally by checking the schedule of seminars our institute teachers offer in the USA and abroad. Once a year, I offer the complete diploma training program over a 15-month period for those who would like to study with me personally and also want the guarantee of being able to complete the whole training intensively over a very specific period of time. Also, Each month I write a short monthly newsletter sharing helpful thoughts on different aspects of resonance repatterning and writing a column on important hints for maintaining our total health and vitality, as well as inspiring experiences of resonance repatterning practitioners and teachers and answering questions. So please feel welcome to visit our website at resonancerepatterning.net. And our new website, by the way, is going to be up and running in February 2009. And if you have any problems with our old website, which is still up right now, please email us at info@resonancerepatterning.net. So now let's look at our theme for this week, reaching for your vision. A few days ago, I was sorting through a clutter of papers when a 5x8 card fell onto the floor. I had titled it, Wonderful Session on a Woman in a Class. I read the notes I had jotted down about 12 years ago, and when I finished, I found myself holding the card to my heart, moved to tears. This woman's story is about reaching for your vision of who you are beyond all the pain and suffering you may have experienced. It is about an opening in the moment when we have a choice to move beyond our fears, even our fear of death, into a whole new way of being. These are the notes I jotted down, with a few extra explanations to clarify some points for those who may be new to resonance repatterning. I read, this woman told me in no uncertain terms, I am as tough as monkey shit. Excuse the language, but that's what she said. And she was. She was a survivor. Her first suicide attempt was at the age of 4, and it sounded as though this was one of many. Her whole life, this suicidal desire was in her mind, and no amount of therapy had moved her through it. After taking the Transforming Unconscious Patterns seminar, she did 40 sessions on herself. The results, she said, were wonderful, but still something wouldn't move. In the Meridian Chakra seminar, I muscle-checked to demonstrate on her for the sound frequency repatterning. This repatterning helps you reconnect to your note, your own constitutional harmony. I muscle-checked that her stressed note that related to her suicidal desires was the note of B, which also turned out to be her mother's birth note. The lady commented that her mother had tried to murder her when she was a child. Then I muscle-checked that she needed the planetary frequency or note for Pluto. And by the way, muscle-checking, which you can listen or read about in our books, Quantum Change Made Easy, is the on-off, the strong, relaxed response of a muscle that we can use to access the autonomic nervous system, which controls everything about how we run and how we work. So it's a very quick way of accessing what's going on and what we need to help ourselves. So I use this on-off response of my muscle to find out this planetary frequency or note for Pluto that this lady needed. And Pluto is about transformation. This planet represents going into the darkness and facing the underworld of our shadow aspects to achieve mastery over them, rather than these aspects having mastery over us, and then, of course, returning with something precious. From the list of optional statements for this Pluto frequency, I muscle-checked that she needed to resonate with, I find the jewel in the cave. I told her, the cave symbolizes our human body and our mind, and the jewel symbolizes the meaning and purpose of our life, which is to realize our divine potential. She listened and then said, I've spent my life trying to get rid of my body. After all, it's going to die anyway, so why go through such intense suffering? It was clear that she didn't resonate with life, that her mind told her in the pain she had experienced, and the only way out she could conceive of was to get rid of her body. I then muscle-checked from a long list of harmonic statements, muscle-checking 1 through 5, 6 through 10, and I came to the number that strengthened my muscle response. It was interesting to all of us in the class, and the woman too, that the statement of the number she needed was, I accept my body. So this is what she'd moved out of resonance with, and she needed, as a core place that she needed to resonate with. After I'd identified all the statements she needed for her self-healing, we were ready to muscle-check the exact self-healing modality that would change her resonance. I muscle-checked that she needed the oxygen breath. once more a confirmation that our whole session was about life, not death. I demonstrated how to do this breath, and then the whole class, about 40 people, stood up to do it along with her. Suddenly the lady stopped. Holding her heart, she cried out, "I'm going to have a heart attack." Terrified, she said, "You're taking something away from me." "Yes," I told her, "a pattern of resonance with self-destruction that you are ready to let go of." She was now ready for the breath modality. And with the whole class, we did this one breath. Before we had time to do a breath a second time, she suddenly leapt into the air and shouted, "I'm alive!" And we all wept. Her healing modality consisted of just that one breath. And she resonated once more with life. So, very, very beautiful. It's just, I'm so glad that I wrote that note about her, because it's such a powerful thing how, you know, we can go through so much pain and just feel that life holds nothing for us. And getting that new vision where we resonate with life and resonate with the purpose of life and realizing our potential, the divine qualities within us, once that static of the pain and suffering and our response to that pain and suffering is shifts on through. And her transformation, by the way, reminds me of my favorite quote from Isaiah. I'm not very knowledgeable in the Bible, but I just love this quote. And it goes, "He gives power to the weary, and to them that are stricken with disease, he increases their strength. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." I just love that. They will soar on wings like eagles. Ultimately, all self-healing is about reconnecting to the power and wonder of our own soul, our spirit. Reaching for our vision is about aliveness. It's about soaring on the wings of eagles. Always, it is about moving to a greater state of well-being and hope and self-healing. At the same time, living our vision is far from passive. As we shall see, reaching for our vision demands everything we've got. After this break, I'll be back.
It's not about getting to one point. It's about your journey along the way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Cap, you recently lost it.
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.com. www.lernaflat.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending resonance repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Your life energy forms vibrating patterns you resonate with that affect the quality of your life. Chloe shares extraordinary ways for creating positive change by balancing your energy field with resonance repatterning. Now, back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Learn to fly.
Here we are again on moving into reaching for your vision for 2009. We actually have two callers, but before doing the envisioning repatterning with these callers, I just want to tell one more quick story, and then we'll go into our sessions. I think actually, as we've got two callers, I may do the session, shorter sessions on both of these people. So stay on the line. You have called in, and I'll be with you in a moment. So what does reaching for our vision demand of us? We can see that five essentials are involved. And before going into these five essentials, I want to tell you a wonderful story by Joseph Chilton Pierce from his book, The Biology of Transcendence. It really illustrates a huge aspect of what we're going to be talking about in the Envisioning Repatterning. With some friends, Joseph Chilton Pierce went on a picnic to the Palos Verdes Cliffs, at that time an undeveloped area with high, almost sheer cliffs of shale, sand, and rock rising out of the sea. Much of the area was roped off with warning signs of danger, and since that time, this whole California peninsula has collapsed into the sea. Chilton Pierce and a friend had hiked down to the beach and found an area at the bottom of the cliffs just below where their friends were picnicking at the top. His friend suddenly challenged Chilton Pierce to climb the cliff with him. Terrified, Pierce agreed, and the two of them began to climb the wall of loose shale. Within 10 feet of trying to scrabble up the shale, with the cliff rapidly crumbling beneath them, they found themselves sliding back down to the beach. Covered in sand, they were both shaken by what they'd done. Suddenly, Joseph Chilton Pierce looked at the top of the cliff and had an absolute knowing from within himself that he could climb that vertical, unstable cliff of sand and shale, and that he could reach the top. He calmly announced to his friend, "I'm going up." He immediately began to climb. The cliff as before began collapsing under every toe and handhold he made, but he knew that if he didn't stop, if he just kept moving up that sheer vertical wall of sand, he would reach the top of that cliff. He also knew that if he had a moment of self-doubt, fear, or uncertainty, he would be finished. In a swirl of sand and shale, he finally found himself swinging free, the sea below him, holding onto the roots that formed a 20-foot overhang above which his friends were picnicking. Somehow or another, still following the force of will from within himself, he managed to grab some grass and pull himself over the cliff's edge, to the total amazement of his picnicking friends. So in this short story, we have the five essentials that lead to living our vision. The absolute knowing that whatever we truly envision from within ourselves is possible. And in Chinese, they call this yi, or purpose. The second essential is that we follow our purpose. We go into right action. In ancient Chinese texts, this is called zhi, or will. The third essential is that we're absolutely free of self-doubt, fear, and uncertainty. We're completely confident. The fourth is that we keep moving, no stopping for a second, unhesitating effort or action towards our goal. And the fifth is we have a sense of surrender to each opportunity as it presents itself. We respond to each opening life offers us from within ourselves and say yes. And this fifth essential, of course, leads back to the first essential, the absolute knowing that our purpose is possible, and it continues through the cycle. So good. Now we're going to go into the envisioning repatterning. And by the way, you're welcome to download this repacking, plus I've got much more information that I don't have time to talk about in this show on our brain and left and right brain and so on and so forth. But if you want to download, just go to our website, to the e-store, and you can download the repatterning. And, of course, you're welcome to listen free of charge to our archive shows. So who do we have online? Do we have Annalise there? Annalise? Oh, dear. Yes. Hello? Is that Annalise? Hello, Annalise. Good to hear your voice. Okay, so you're ready for this envisioning repatterning?
I think so. Yes.
You think so? Yes. Well, it's very brave, isn't it? But it's a wonderful repatterning, and I think we've got somebody else on the line. So it may be what I'm going to do is just do a shorter session. It's all very powerful, and this is the beautiful thing about these repatternings, that they're very long, but you can just do certain aspects. So, Annalise, you give me permission to muscle check for your field?
Absolutely.
All right, good. And we need to start with Annalise with naming your appreciation. Yes, so Annalise, what do you appreciate about yourself and what you've accomplished, and I'm going to muscle check, in the last 6 months, in the last year? What do you appreciate about yourself and what you've accomplished in the last year? Yes. Yeah. So you've managed to stay sane through some difficult times then. Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Great. And it's kind of what we were talking about with that lady. Through that incredible pain, she makes it on through. Yeah. So let's just double check if you need anything else. You need to list anything more, yes, and you need to list what you appreciate about yourself. So Annalise, what do you appreciate about yourself? What good quality?
That I essentially have a very light, you know, like I'm a God, light-loving person.
And I am a light-loving person. Wonderful. I'm just writing this down, and you need to list anything more? No, that's it. So now we're going to check you for your resonance with this, and it's a general muscle check, yes, and say, I appreciate that I've had work this year.
I appreciate that I have had work this year.
And I stay sane through some difficult times.
And I stay sane through some difficult times.
And I am a light-loving person.
And I'm a light-loving person.
And at the moment, I'm muscle-checking that you're off. You don't resonate with that until after we've done the modality. So, Annalise, why do you appreciate that you've had work and you've stayed sane? Why do you appreciate this achievement?
Because those were the problems I was having before. Why do I?
Because before you couldn't keep working.
Yeah.
And staying sane.
Yeah.
So basically, why you're?
I have a little bit more self-control, I think.
Yes. Yes. So I have more self-control, yeah. And it sounds like that that before these were problems for you, and that this year it's showing that you've had some growth.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm growing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Growing.
Yeah. So and it's important that we put in there that you've grown beyond what was difficult for you before. Yes. Yes. So, general muscle check, say, I have more self-control.
I have more self-control.
And I'm growing.
And I'm growing.
And right now, of course, don't resonate with that. So, for people who are new, we're confirming that what you resonate with and what you don't resonate with, so we can change that. So, Annelise, what have you learned as a result of this achievement that you've been able to keep working and you stayed sane through some difficult times? What have you learned as a result of this?
That
there's a learning for you in this that you've had work.
Trust, in a way, to trust more.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you trust more.
Yeah.
Yeah? And you need to list anything more in terms of what you've learned. No, so you're really learning to trust. General muscle check, yes. Say, I trust, and we need to put in there more. Yes, say, I trust more.
I trust more.
And again, you're off of that, but it's important that you move into resonance with being able to trust more, which is going to allow you to keep on expanding and growing. And some understanding is needed here. No, but in the download, you can kind of get more details on why this is important, this appreciation. So now we're going to go into regrets. And what do you most regret about what you did or did not do in the last year?
And I still don't have an apartment.
Okay, and you need to list anything more? No. So you don't have a home?
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that I don't have a home. And so this is saying something about the earth element in Chinese acupuncture, which is about being grounded enough to have a home of your own. Yes? So general muscle check and say, I hold on to my regret.
I hold on to my regret.
That I don't have a home.
That I don't have a home.
Yes. So right now you're holding on to this regret, and holding on doesn't help you to get that regret. And what do you want instead of this regret?
The confidence and the security, almost, to have to be able to get an apartment
I have the security to get an apartment. Wonderful. I'll be back with you after this break, Annelise.
Okay.
You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after. Know your own, and know that everything is okay.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
On the web at SkillsUSA.org.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
listening to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Your life energy forms vibrating patterns you resonate with that affect the quality of your life. Chloe shares extraordinary ways for creating positive change by balancing your energy field with resonance repatterning. Now, back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Learn to fly. Oh, and Annalise, are you still there? Yeah, hello. All right. So, Annalise, just you are resonating with I have the security to get an apartment, and I'm muscle checking now for us to do a modality, which is the calming crossovers. So, anybody who's on the air listening to this or listening to an archive, you can do the modality with us, and put your left ankle over your right, and now place
sitting or standing or
you can sit down. Sit down. Yeah, are you able to put the phone down, or is that going to be difficult?
No.
No? Okay.
I can hold it. It doesn't matter.
All right. Place your two hands, the backs of your hands together at chest height in front of you, and place the left arm over the right so your palms are facing each other. Clasp your fingers together, and now relax your arms down and bring your hands around and onto your chest. This is called the calming crossovers. So your backs of your hands are together. Place one wrist on top of the other so your palms are facing. Clasp your hands. Bring the hands down and under onto your chest and relax deeply, letting go of the layers of tension and insecurity. Just relax deeply. Breathe. This helps to balance all the meridians. Keep letting go of the layers of tension. And for the second half of this modality, uncross your ankles and your hands and bring your fingertips together and just allow your hands to move in any way they want to with the fingertips together. Sometimes they'll move from left to right, which is balancing your left and right brain hemispheres. Sometimes out and in, balancing the front and back brain areas. And sometimes up and down, balancing the top and bottom brain areas. Good.
Yeah, I'm holding the phone under my shoulder. So
okay. That's not such a great idea, but I think we're complete with that.
Okay.
And now let's muscle check to see if your resonance has shifted on through. So Annalise, say, I appreciate that I have had work this year.
I appreciate that I have had work this year.
And I stay sane through some difficult times.
And I stay sane through some difficult times.
And I am a light, loving person.
And I'm a light, loving person.
And you are now resonating with that. And I can actually hear the difference in your voice already.
It's so funny, right? So instant.
Say, I have more self-control.
I have more self-control.
And I am growing.
And I'm growing.
And you are on for that. Say, I trust more.
I trust more.
And you're on and resonating with that. Now, on the regret, say, I hold on to my regret.
I hold on to my regret.
That I don't have a home.
That I don't have a home.
And you're off for holding on to that regret. And then what do you want instead of this regret? Say, I have the security to get an apartment.
I have the security to get an apartment.
And you are resonating with that. So, Annalise, we did a very short session on you. Just let her be and let her see. But this is part of your vision. And I'm actually going to now do another session on Linda, who I think is on the line. And Annalise, when you're off the line, you're welcome to just keep proxying in. And you can also continue to have this session by listening in, as with everybody else. Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you, Annalise.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Okay. With a new vision for having your own home.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And do we have Linda there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Linda.
Hello, Chloe.
Good to hear your voice.
You heard it once before. I was your first repatterning for the series.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, Linda, I'm going to start with the letter D, and we're going to go now right into the vision and what is essential for its achievement. And again, to remind people, you're welcome to proxy in to this session. It's all energy, whether you're listening live or to the archive recordings. So, Linda, We've got various visions here, and I'm going to check which one you need right now. We need to check on your spiritual vision. No. The vision of the kind of person you want to be. No. The vision of what you want to achieve in your life. All right. So what do you want to achieve? What is your vision for what you want to achieve in your life? What do you want to achieve?
Well, what popped up was joy.
Okay. So you want to achieve joy in your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Of achieving joy. General muscle check. Say, I see my... Oh, hold on. Linda needs to list anything more. Oh, you need to list something more.
Okay.
What do you want
Something else besides joy.
That's right.
Okay.
What do you want to achieve? It could be something you do. It could be something...
Clarity about channeling the Blue Star Kachina.
And you need to list more. You need to list something more.
More details or something yet?
It's something else. So if your life came to an end and you said, I have achieved what I wanted to achieve, it's about something you've done. So,
I bring forth yet another form of healing that's not currently known.
Sorry, I didn't hear
it. I would bring forth yet one more form of healing that isn't known.
Okay, I bring forth a form of healing. Okay, that isn't known. You need to list anything more. Something else you need to list?
Okay, well, what's the question?
What do you want to achieve in your life?
What do I want to achieve in my life?
See, this is the thing about resonance replanning. It doesn't let you off the hook, does it?
No.
With the muscle testing.
What do I want to achieve?
You want to
achieve. I let go and let God.
Okay, so what you want to achieve is letting God.
Yes.
Okay, need to list more? No.
Thank God.
That's it. All right, and so the priorities here are achieving joy, no, clarity about channeling, no, bringing forth, no, it's about letting God.
Okay.
Interesting. General muscle check, say, I see my vision. Of letting God. As already achieved. And you're off for that. So the first step is seeing whatever it is you want as it's already done. It's like Joseph Chilton Pierce. He saw himself at the top of that cliff. And that's the first step of vision. All right, now the second thing. What kind of thoughts would you need to have that are aligned to letting God? What kind of thoughts?
Happy, trust.
Okay, I have happy, trusting thoughts. Let's see if you need to list anything more. Need to list anything more? No. Because if we have unhappy, untrusting thoughts, you're never going to be able to let God do it. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, so general muscle check, say, I have happy, trusting thoughts.
I have happy, trusting thoughts.
And you do not resonate with that right now.
Okay.
So the very thoughts you need are not resonating with those. All right, now the belief that the vision is possible. Do you believe that letting God is absolutely possible for you to achieve?
Well, what came up was no.
Okay, that's honest, isn't it? All right, now, how do you imagine you would feel if you let God?
I don't know. There's fear welling up.
Yeah. Okay. And you need to list anything more? No. All right, so you can see then that achieving our vision, it absolutely depends on resonating with a belief. And the fact that you said no means that you can already tell that you don't resonate with it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Whereas most people say, yes, I really believe it's possible, but they don't resonate anyway. All right. So we're going to muscle check. You say, achieving my vision of letting God.
Achieving my vision of letting God.
And letting go of the feeling of fear.
And letting go of the feeling of fear.
Is absolutely possible.
Is absolutely possible.
And that is off. Now, how would you, what positive feeling would you have if you let God?
I don't think you would call it a feeling, but loved.
Yes, and the feeling of love. Is love is what you're wanting.
Well, that was the word that came up.
That's right. That's right. And it is of being loved. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A feeling of being loved. Good. So let's just do that one as well. Achieving my vision of letting God.
Achieving my vision of letting God.
And feeling. Being loved.
Being loved.
Is absolutely possible.
Is absolutely possible.
Yes. Okay, good. Now we come to the third essential, which is action. What actions do you need to take that support letting God? What actions?
Listen to guidance and follow through?
Mm-hmm. Listen to guidance and follow through. Okay. And you need to list anything more? No. All right. So I integrate. Listening to guidance. And following through. Into my life right now. Free of all fears. Self-doubt. And justifications for why I can't do it. And you are off for being able to integrate that, which is why it's very difficult for you to follow through. Good. The fourth essential for the achievement of your vision of letting God is to keep moving, like Joseph Chilton Pierce. He had to keep moving up that cliff. If he stopped, he's going to slide right that way down to the bottom. So we're going to muscle check you for this, general muscle check. Say, I move continuously. Towards my vision. Of letting God. Guided from within. To do exactly the next move that I need. At this moment in time. Free of analyzing. And trusting in the divine. And that is off for the moment. All right. And the fifth one is surrender to the opening. And so, again, we saw in the story with Joseph Chilton Pierce, there was that moment of, I can get to the top of the cliff. So just say, I'm conscious of the moments of grace in my life.
I'm conscious of the moments of grace in my life.
I receive them with gratitude. Use them to strengthen me. As I reach for my vision. Of letting God. And that is all for the moment. All right, stay on the air, Linda. And
okay.
Great, we'll continue.
Okay.
Okay.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, oh! There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to Resonance. ParentsRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, I Think I'm Psychic. And you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Anything is possible.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Your life energy forms vibrating patterns you resonate with that affect the quality of your life. Chloe shares extraordinary ways for creating positive change by balancing your energy field with resonance repatterning. Now, back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Learn to fly.
Hello, it's Linda. Do we have you there? Hello?
I'm here. This is Linda.
That's wonderful. Okay. So, Linda, as usual, we're running out of time, but it doesn't really matter, you know, because again, with resonance repatterning, you can just take one thing and move it on through, and it can shift many things.
Mm-hmm.
We've really gone into depth into your vision here, and on the break I was muscle-checking what else you need in the time that we have available.
Mm-hmm.
With all sessions, you say, what's the time I've got, and what can I do in that time? So we're not going to be doing what stops you. There's self-doubts, inability to act, lack of movement. You don't need that. And also, you do need, though, the planetary qualities of Venus. And I muscle check in the break that you need number 3, which is general muscle check. I love unconditionally.
I love unconditionally.
And that right now you don't resonate with. So for you to let God is about you resonating and moving into that unconditional love, which then allows you to feel that love as well. I also check that you need the left and right brain hemisphere resource, number 4, and again, it's all about love. So general muscle check, say, I'm in touch with the flow of infinite love.
I'm in touch with the flow of infinite love.
Peace.
Peace.
And unity.
And unity.
Through my right hemisphere.
Through my right hemisphere.
And you're off for that one. And so now we're going to go into the modality that will shift your resonance with what we've checked. And you need, number 1, stature of power, left nostril, calming crossovers, one of the 6 acupuncture points. Okay. So let's find out which point you need. Just turning to that page in this repatterning. Okay. So the one that would be most helpful for you is the earth element on the spleen meridian. No. Metal element on the lung meridian. No. Water element on your bladder meridian, yes. So this is a very beautiful point. It's on either side of your spine at the very top of your neck, just under the ridge of your skull. Can you feel that the big trapezius neck muscle there? And underneath the skull ridge, can you feel that, Linda?
In the neck, but just under the skull?
That's right, just under the skull. It's about an inch away from the spine on either side of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
Big muscle there. And this point is called heavenly pillar. So it's a gentle contact that gives you the strength, power, and calmness and energy to support in reaching your vision. So everybody, you can hold this in that state. I'm going to muscle check. Linda, you need a particular finger contact? No. Any contact there on this spirit level point, heavenly pillar, that you've got this support within you that actually allows you to let God. Let God. It's fascinating that you've actually, your whole field has chosen this powerful spirit level point.
These points are real close to the Jinshin Shitsu for thy will and universal will or something like that.
That's right. The point number four, Jinshin, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that is complete. That is complete. Good. All right. So now you need more time to integrate this. No. So we're going to recheck you. Say, I see my vision of letting God.
I see my vision of letting God.
As already achieved.
As already achieved.
You're on for that. You resonate with it. And the kind of thoughts that support this, say, I have happy, trusting thoughts.
I have happy, trusting thoughts.
And you resonate with that. And then say, achieving my vision.
Achieving my vision.
Of letting God.
Of letting God.
And feeling being loved.
And feeling being loved.
And letting go of the feeling of fear.
And letting go of the feeling of fear.
Are absolutely possible.
Are absolutely possible.
And you resonate with that. Wonderful. I integrate listening to my guidance.
I integrate listening to my guidance.
And following through.
And following through.
Into my life right now.
Into my life right now.
Free of all fears.
Free of all fears.
Self-doubt.
Self-doubt.
And justifications for why I can't do it.
And justifications for why I can't do it.
And you resonate with that. Continuous movement. I move continuously towards my vision of letting God.
I move continuously towards my vision of letting God.
Guided from within.
Guided from within.
Do exactly the next move I need.
Do exactly
the next move.
The next move I need.
At this moment in time.
At this moment in time.
Free of analyzing.
Free of analyzing.
Trusting in the divine.
Trusting in the divine.
And you resonate with that. And surrender to the opening. Say, I'm conscious of the moments of grace in my life.
I'm conscious of the moments of grace in my life.
I receive them with gratitude.
I receive them with gratitude.
Use them to strengthen me.
I use them to strengthen me.
As I reach for my vision of letting God.
As I reach for my vision of letting God.
And you're on for that. And the Venus quality, I love unconditionally.
I love unconditionally.
You're on for that. And the last one, left, right, brain hemispheres, I'm in touch with the flow of infinite love.
I'm in touch with the flow of infinite love.
Peace and unity.
Peace and unity.
Through my right hemisphere.
Through my right hemisphere.
And you are on for that. Well, Linda, that was a very nice little session.
Thank you, Chloe.
Yes, and you can always download it and do the rest of it in your own time.
Okay.
Or take it to your practitioner and have somebody do it on you.
Or do it. I've been through the basics, so.
Wonderful. So that means you can do it on yourself.
Yes.
Terrific. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, my dear. Bye-bye. Wonderful. So that gave you a taste of the envisioning repatterning, and I recommend you to download it so you can do the whole thing on yourself. And it's a very, very powerful one to do. I did it on my sister last night, and I'm going to do it on myself today as well, to start the new year with a whole new vision and to clear away the old earlier experiences and all the things that stop us from achieving the vision of what we want for ourselves and our life. Next week, I'm going to be doing another interesting show, which I'm calling The Non-Coherent and Coherent Triangles in Our Relationships, and enjoy taking a new look at how the victim, perpetrator, and non-coherent savior play out in our everyday relationships. Discover how to get off this track of victim, perpetrator, and non-coherent savior that lead nowhere and hurt ourselves and our relationships. Learn about the coherent triangle that helps you transform your relationships in a powerful, loving way. And if you recognize a relationship pattern in which you are the victim, perpetrator, or savior, or you have a combination of these three roles, usually we zoom between all three of them, feel welcome to phone in for the repatterning that I will be doing live, and it's a new repatterning that I'll be doing live on next week's Living in Tune show. Remember, you can download any of the transcripts from these 52 shows and listen to them also, of course, the archives, at any time that you want to, that suits you. And you can have all the modalities are in the transcripts that you can use, you can do on yourself, or you can take them to a practitioner and say, you know, I feel like I need this repatterning, please will you do it on me? Please, those who want to study this wonderful work, it's so powerful being able to help yourself and help your family and children and friends and also doing it professionally. Please share your ideas, questions, responses on our blogspot, or you can email us at livingintune. And or I'm very happy to answer your questions. If you have questions also, I sometimes like to put these into our newsletter, so you can go to resonancerepatterning.net and sign up for our newsletter and email me in your questions, and I will put answers into our monthly newsletter as well, which comes out at the beginning of the month. So thank you again for joining us at Living in Tune, and I hope you have a wonderful week discovering your vision for 2009. This is the year of immense possibilities, and I think we've got not only challenges, but we've got great excitement that lies before us for our growth and for manifesting the best of who we are to support our world and each other. Thank you so much, and have a lovely week.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried your best.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.